Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way, from design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/Green Festival.
Let's go down to the tennis court and talk it up like, yeah.
You're listening to Bloomberg Markets live at the U.S. Open in Flushing, Queens. Richard Kent is a journalist and author, also a lawyer. He wrote the book Inside the U.S. Open, Federer, Nadal, and Roger Federer Back on Top. He's now working on a new book about Roger Federer, and he joins us here on site at the Open. Nice to have you here.
Great. Great to be on. I think this is my fifth anniversary on Bloomberg.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. Is there a cake for me?
I don't know. I'll work on that. What is it that you love so much about tennis and some of the specific players?
Well, I've always been a tennis freak. I've always been a sports freak, but there's only three athletes in my life. And let's say I was around when JFK was president, okay? Only three athletes in my life who have really captivated my interest. Mickey Mantle, number 7 for the Yankees. Arnold Palmer, who died recently. And Roger Federer. I picked up watching Federer, I think, in 1998 here in the junior final against David Nalbandian, and he lost that final. But he was just such a smooth player, just such an effortless player. And I just said to myself, or whomever was sitting next to me, this guy's going somewhere. And he went somewhere.
20 years so that you've been following him, and you are writing, you've written a book, you're writing another one. Tell me about what you're doing.
Well, the first book, Roger Federer Back on Top, related to 2011. He had a really stellar 2011 after not so good 2010. And that transition kind of captivated my imagination, and I was always fascinated by the Federer.
You mean going from having a tough year to a good year?
Correct. And I was always fascinated by the Federer-Nadal series. Nadal had such a staggering lead over Federer. The biggest reason, of course, being that he played him most often on clay, and Nadal is the king of clay. 10 French Opens, no one's ever going to catch him. Bjorn Borg would have been the only player that would have been close to him on clay, and he retired at the age of 25. So that wasn't going to happen. And Federer did pick up his only French Open win when Robin Soderling defeated Nadal at Roland Garros. But the series itself captivated me because Nadal seemed to always paint Federer into a corner. And he's got this looping forehand. Federer, one of few with a one-handed backhand, had difficulty handling that
right.
with all the revolutions on the ball. This year, of course, Federer took 6 months off last year, much to my chagrin, but in the long run, probably beneficial. He attacks Nadal far more on the backhand side, and that bore fruit in the stunning victory at the Australian and the victories at Indian Wells and in Miami.
You know, when you make a study of one individual player, it's got to be fascinating to kind of watch as a young player and as he grows, matures as a player, and kind of see the ups and downs.
It was fascinating, and actually...
And it is, right? Because it continues.
It continues. And he was a teenager then. I kind of missed the years when he had, I was told, I've seen pictures, orange hair. He was, believe it or not, the guy you see right now, erudite guy, was kind of a rebel early on. And his dad, Robbie, told him to cut it out. He used to throw his racket and stuff like that. And right now, I mean, is there a more urbane, sophisticated athlete out there? Now, part of it is the brilliant work of his agent, Tony Gotsick,
right,
in shaping this persona. But it's also, with him, it's what you see is what you get.
Right, right. And you mature as you move along. Take me back to your I think it was your first book. Was it Inside the U.S. Open? Was that your first one?
Well, my first book was actually Fighting for Your Children, or Father's Guide to Custody.
Okay.
But you don't want to talk about that.
No. I mean, in terms of tennis, you're right.
Inside the U.S. Open was a book about what the fans, we're watching the fans right now walk around the grounds, don't see at the U.S. Open.
I mean, these are the ball boys, the ushers. I mean, you really dug down.
Well, not only did I dig down, I tried out to be a ball boy at a not-so-tender age. And I actually passed. I went 2 for 3, but you have to go 3 for 3. I passed 2 of the tests, but I couldn't, for whatever strange reason, and I didn't even practice, I couldn't throw the ball from the right-hand corner all the way to the deep left-hand corner on the other side on one bounce.
And you're out.
I'm out. I was 0 for 3 with that.
Our Pim Fox of Bloomberg Radio and TV, he also tried out at one point for a ball boy.
How did he do?
He's still doing it in broadcast.
Okay.
So, I don't know, how have you seen, we've just got about 30 seconds left here, the U.S. Open evolved too as kind of, not only it's a great tennis event, obviously, but there's so much more.
In Inside the U.S. Open, in my first paragraph, I call it the Disneyland of sports. It's not just a tennis event, it's an event. You can show up here, never walk into the stadium behind this Arthur Ashe, watch, you know, some matches peripherally and have an unbelievable day. I mean,
right.
the food, the people watching. I mean, my wife loves to sit on the bench over there right behind you and just she's not there now.
Oh, okay. I thought you might be.
No, she's not. She's actually a lawyer herself. But she likes to sit on the bench and just people watch.
Just quickly, Federer, you think he's going to take it? Quickly.
At this very moment, yes. I wouldn't have said that on Tuesday night, but he's playing great against Juzny. Of course, he's 17-0 against Juzny.
Got it.
And he soon will be 18-0.
Richard Kent joining us here, an author and attorney right here on Bloomberg Radio.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way, from design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/greenfestival.